Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
It is a federal holiday. It is Juneteenth, to be 100% honest with you. We're not here. We are recording this right now for today. Today, you're listening to this on Monday. It's a federal holiday, but we recorded it on Friday. So, obviously, I wanted to bring Mo in and Katie in also. Talk about the day. Talk about how they feel about it. Maybe do a little education on it also.
Yeah, so for those who may not be familiar, Juneteenth commemorates June 19th, 1865, when Gordon Granger arrived in Texas and informed the slaves, the African-American slaves, that the Civil War was over and that they were now free, which that news came 2 months after Robert Lee surrendered and about 2 years after Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. And it became a federal holiday in 2021 after a lot of protest and the unfortunate passing of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery. And so it's been a celebration, really, mostly in the South, where a lot of black people get together and just kind of reflect and think about what the day kind of means different things to different people. For some, you celebrate how far we've come and what we've accomplished. For others, you reflect on a lot of the things that we feel like we still need to do.
Not just how do you feel about the day, but how do you feel about the day now that it's finally being recognized as a federal holiday?
I think it's a beautiful thing. It's been a long time coming, and I'm glad that it's not only now a day that only African-American people recognize and celebrate, but a day where everyone can kind of get an education and get an understanding of what exactly it's about.
Do you struggle with the history on it a little bit? Because, I mean, if I have my facts right, this was a day where people should have been free months, if not years before that. And now finally on Juneteenth, they've got freedom, but this should have happened already.
Absolutely. It's one of those things, man. When you really think about it, it's painful. I mean, for the fact that they were slaves, period. And then to know that they still had to be slaves at a time where they absolutely should have been freed already. It's not a good feeling at all. So that is a part of it. You do you educate people on that part of it. At the same time, it also commemorates a new beginning, I believe, that kind of led to where we are now and what we're still fighting against.
Exactly. I'm glad because it's like finally there's awareness. Finally, everyone knows what we've been knowing. And as making it a federal holiday, and we now can educate more than just our culture on what it is. So that part is great. But at the same time, there's this battle. Like, I'm glad it's a federal holiday, but at the same time, it's like, are they going to try to turn it into commercial holiday? Right. Mm. Because I received texts from nail salon, get your Juneteenth nails.
Don't do that.
That's the only kind of downside is that there's like Juneteenth ice cream that, you know, Walmart had to remove. Like, why do we need freedom ice cream?
we don't need that.
You can keep your ice cream. Yeah. We just want equality. Thanks.
We just want you to recognize and do better. Like, this is education, a history lesson, and do better.
Is Juneteenth taught in black households when you guys are kids?
Yes.
Mostly in the South. Growing up north, you'd be surprised by how many black people actually don't have an idea of what Juneteenth is. Yeah, you'd be surprised. You should, and it should be taught everywhere, but it's definitely more in the South.
Because we didn't learn that in school.
No, they didn't teach it in school. That's the only thing. But now I feel like now they'll have to teach it in school and let everyone know that not only is this holiday, we also have a black national anthem. Lift every voice and sing. And that is also a part of this.
Which some people even consider it like the nation's second Independence Day, which I love. It's also known as like Emancipation Day and Freedom Day.
Do you remember your parents talking to you about it the very first time, even as kids, and talking to you about kind of the bittersweet sort of celebration there is behind it?
I kind of remember. I remember like it being difficult to really wrap my head around it the very first time that I learned about it. But my grandmother was always really, really big on just reading. And she would constantly send me books on Juneteenth and just all things Black culture. So I more so remember the reading and getting the information myself.
I had a day where like my aunt, my mom, they actually set me down when I was younger and just explained that day to me. It was like a one-time conversation that we had. Sat down and explained it, and they're like, here, learn lyrics to Lift Every Voice and Sing. Go ahead. It was like, go ahead, and now you know.
I'm interested to know, because, you know, as you represent the younger generations, like, you know, for your parents and your grandparents, having never had this recognized as a federal holiday till last year, how did that affect them, that this was finally, like, being acknowledged?
My grandmother talks about it all the time. She absolutely loves it. She doesn't really focus on the parts of it that are painful because she feels like it's just necessary to learn it, to know it. And when you think about her generation and what she witnessed and what she had to deal with, she can truly see how far things have come. Mm-hmm. And she's constantly reminding me of that. Like, obviously, there's still work to do, but you can also celebrate how far we have come. So she's proud of it.
It's the same in my household. It's like my parents are so happy about it, and just having to hear the stories that they went through, because they, like, my mom was born in the 60s and she still had to go through all this segregation and stuff, where she grew up being the only, her and her siblings were the only like three Black kids in their school. Mm-hmm. You know, they still had to deal with this. And so seeing this progression and now finally recognize Juneteenth, it's a huge win.
What would you like white allies to do to commemorate Juneteenth?
I would love if just inform, mm-hmm. educate yourself, learn more about it as much as you possibly can, and just be a part of the change that we are trying to create and support and listen.
That's it. Yeah. Hitting the nail right there.
I think these are days right here because your kids are probably hanging out with you and you guys can have a really, really great time. But I think it's super important to sit your kids down and have them read for 2 minutes together what this day really is all about. Just take 2 minutes of your entire day that you're just going to be hanging out, just so they really understand what the day is all about.
And, truly understand like what exactly it is that we deal with as far as like institutional racism and systemic inequality, mm-hmm. and things of that nature, because a lot of that, unfortunately, we still go through today.
When is the, do you recall about how old you were when your parents started talking about race issues? Because I'm sure it's different in a Black household than it is a white household.
I was young. I was probably around 8 or 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say I was pretty young. And again, it's you get it, but you don't. You know, it's one of those things where you kind of understand what your parents are trying to give you, but you don't really get it until you get a little older and start to experience it.
I was going to say, do you remember the first time you experienced that hate that gave you more of an understanding?
Freshman year in high school. I went to a brand new school, and I was the only Black kid on the basketball team, and I happened to be the best kid on the basketball team, and there was one particular guy who was not happy about that at all and called me the N-word in the locker room in front of the entire team. I'll never forget
you'll never
moment.
Forget it.
Never.
I'm really curious. I'm going to throw a curveball at you here, and if you can't answer it immediately, then don't. If you guys had kids right now, and they were old enough to process now, like where you guys were at 7 or 8 years old, how would you explain what the state of the country is as far as race goes, or how do you have that initial conversation, or would you with your kids about race?
I would be completely honest. That mm-hmm. honestly would be my approach. I would.
And what is that? What is your honesty?
I would try to explain the history of what I know Black people to have gone through and what they might expect being Black and the challenges that they may at some point have to deal with without going so far into maybe the violent aspects of it. But as far as one thing I always remember my grandmother telling me when I was young is, the truth of the matter is you are going to have to work twice as hard to get half as much, and you might have to do it with one hand behind your back. And I never forgot that. And it always kind of molded my mindset of how to approach things in life. So I would try to get that same lesson across to my kids as best as I could.
All right, Katie, you're talking to little Katie. She's 7 years old.
Oh, not the 7-year-old version. I would just try to explain the history of the past and not to ignore the progress that we still have to make. Because I know when I was younger, I tried to ignore it. I tried to be like, no, we can all get along. We're all good. You know, I tried to ignore it. And so hard, I fought against it until things started getting worse. And it's like, oh, no. Racism is not behind us. I want it to be, but I can't just try to put my head in the sand and act like it isn't, you know, that it's not there. And so that's what I would try to explain, is not to ignore what's still going on in today's climate.
So you recognize you need to be a hopeful realist.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Happy Juneteenth.
Yes.
It's the Burt Show.
It's the Burt Show.